Gothic lament, when praise feels impossible. When praise feels impossible, life gets heavy sometimes. Sometimes lifting your hands in worship feels pointless, even ridiculous. Songs that used to make you happy now stick in your throat. There are dim lights, a shadowy mood, and everything inside screams praise is for brighter days. Gothic lament is a raw, honest cry where faith meets the darkest corners of life. It's not about giving up on God. It's about facing the silence, the pain, and the questions. Nearly half the Psalms are filled with laments. They start with brutal honesty. How long, O Lord? Why have you forgotten me? Why hide your face? They pour out anger, confusion, despair. They don't sugarcoat the hurt. They bring it straight to God. That's the key. Lament isn't rebellion, it's relationship. It assumes God is listening, even when he seems distant. This is a form of worship in which I say, I still believe you're there, so I'm going to let you know how bad it feels. Just think about it casually. People don't want forced positivity when everything goes wrong. Telling someone who is grieving just to praise God feels cruel. It doesn't touch the real pain. Biblical lament allows you to feel everything. It creates a space for the shadows. The heart wrestles in those dark cathedrals of the soul, where echoes bounce off stone-cold walls. It might feel impossible to praise right now, but lament keeps the conversation going. It keeps us from shutting down completely. A lot of laments follow a pattern. First, there's the complaint, the honest description of the suffering. Life hurts, God. I'm miserable. Then there's the petition, please help me. Remember me. Then trust and praise come, often unexpectedly. There's no pain anymore, but the person remembers who God is. Praise sneaks in through the back door of lament. Even in the pit, they affirm God's goodness, sovereignty, and love. It's dark, brooding, and intense. It's not cheery pop worship. It's deep, brooding, and atmospheric. Black veils, flickering candles, minor chords. It feels gothic because it embraces the dramatic, moody, and intense. At midnight, whispering prayers into the void of an ancient cathedral. The beauty lies in being honest with a God who can handle it. There's no pretense. No fake smiles. Just raw vulnerability. Why does this matter? Because if praise is the only language allowed, faith feels broken when words fail. But lament bridges the gap. It says it's okay to be in the dark. It's okay to question. It's okay to cry. As a result of that crying out, something shifts. Trust starts to rebuild slowly. Hope comes back. Even Jesus lamented. During the cross, he quoted Psalm 22. God, why have you abandoned me? He felt the weight of abandonment. Yet his lament led to the ultimate praise, the resurrection. God meets us in suffering. He doesn't always explain it away. He enters it. Whenever praise feels impossible, try lament. Speak out the pain. Name the shadows. Cry out to God without filters. Whenever words fail, use the Psalms as your script. Psalm 13 starts out with despair and ends with, I'll sing to the Lord because he's good to me. When the soul feels cloaked in midnight, remember this. Psalm 42 thirsts for God amid tears. It's not a weak prayer. It's a strong prayer. It won't let suffering win. When you're in those gothic moments, remember that. It's not the opposite of praise, but it's often the way to it. When the fog clears, trust returns. It gives the heart space to breathe, and praise eventually emerges again. It's not forced, it's real. It's born from the ashes of honest crying. If the weight crushes and the songs don't come, don't walk away. Stay. Lament. Bring the darkness to the light. God is big enough. In that space, even when praise seems impossible, something sacred happens. The gothic lament becomes a doorway to renewed worship as the connection deepens. God bless you, and thank you for joining me.